Emerson College Polling Weekly Podcast. Last week, Emerson Polling found AZ8 to be a toss-up for the seat vacated by Congressman Trent Franks. Joined now by Emerson Professor Spencer Kimball. Highly anticipated poll. Whole world watching this one, Spence. You got the data hot off the presses. What'd you find?
Yeah, so literally the data just came in late last night. Remember, Arizona's got a time zone difference here with the East Coast. So we looked at the data, you know, late last night, early this morning, and what we see is momentum is with the Republican candidate, Debbie Lesko. The previous poll that we had basically it's a toss-up, 46-45, you know, based on rounding. This new poll has the Republican pulling away by about 5-6 points. It's now 49-43 in favor of Lesko, which is still within the poll's margin of error, but certainly a concern for the Democrat, Tipernini, who is trying to upset this race.
Yeah, she can still win this. And as you stated, it's still within the margin of error. So it is very close. Oh, there you go. Prediction time. I'll put you on the spot. Last week it was a toss-up. This week, what do you say?
Well, we're looking at turnout, and that's going to be the major factor in this race. Last week, we were using registered voters in the district as our baseline for what we projected as turnout. So, for example, 25% of the district is registered Democrat, 41% of the district is registered Republican. But this week, we were able to monitor their vote, their early vote in Arizona, and it appears that the Republicans have a larger turnout, about 48%, and the Democrats are at 28%. And now using those numbers, that is where we see the race pulling away for the Republican. If the Democrats are going to have a chance, we're going to have to see tomorrow night these numbers deviate back to their normal mean, regress back to their mean, which would be Republican turnout would be light, Democratic turnout would be a little bit lighter than what it is right now. But the independent turnout would really click up a few notches, and that would be a big difference for the Democrat who's winning that Democratic, that independent vote nearly 2-1. The question is how many people are going to come out on election day compared to the early voting that's taken place for the last couple of weeks. So when you say who's going to win tomorrow night, it's really going to be about who can get out their vote. And currently, the Republicans are going to get out there, are getting out their vote. So at this point, I would say it has gone from a toss-up to a lean Republican state based on everything that we've seen in the current voting patterns. So what I think is an underlying difference in the race between last week and this week is what we call the divisive primary hypothesis. You got to remember, when Lesko won this primary a couple months ago, she won with 36% of the vote. There were multiple Republicans that were in the 20%. And what we've seen potentially in this last week is that base of the vote coming back into the party. And that's what's giving Lesko that bounce here in the final week, as opposed to Tipernini, who was able to win pretty comfortably with 60%. Her opponent was an underfunded candidate, but did fairly well. But I think that the Democrats have their common enemy in Trump, and so they're going to get out their vote based on just that. The Republicans have a little bit more infighting in this race, and I think it took a little bit more time for them to coalesce around Lesko. But if that holds, then I expect to see Lesko perform well on Tuesday night.
Emerson College Professor Spencer Kimball. Subscribe to Emerson College Polling Weekly on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.